Hey, Brett and Greg here with a little bit of a why behind this season. Well, we've all been through it, right? Mistakes, missteps, failures, whatever you want to call it. We've seen a lot, but we definitely haven't seen it all. And that's because I don't know about you, Greg, but I plan to fail and probably fail again. It's just a part of life. To me, it's, and I think to you, it's all about the lessons learned and how you come out on the other side.
Resilience. It also happens to be the topic of our work. At Loop Collective, we are consulting with teams to be more resilient by understanding how to meet change, identify the problems, and recover. Our outcomes lead to higher adoption rates, clearer priorities and roles, harmonious collaboration, positive culture, and successful project outcomes.
So if you want to work with us and our amazing colleagues on leveling up your design, content, brand, and related systems and processes, please get in touch. And check us out at loopcollective.com. That's L-O-U-P-E collective.com. And let us help you to avoid your next failure.
Adventure.
Adventure. I like it.
Adventure.
It's one of those
Chair.
Stories you never expect.
I forgot to add your bed. This is Sprints and Milestones.
Sprints and Milestones is produced by Audience Ops, a content creation business that helps agencies and marketers publish meaningful content. Welcome to Sprints and Milestones. In this episode, we talk about how failure crosses over from professional career into personal life. The kind of failure that requires you to rethink decisions about all aspects of your life when you're forced to face the realities of change and endure the ups and downs along the way. What do you do when life throws grenades at you? Thank you so much for joining us on Sprints and Milestones. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So excited to hear a story.
Okay. So today we are joined by Tracy Halverson, who shares how she survived a life-shattering experience and came out on the other end, new and improved. Tracy is a smart, tenacious entrepreneur and remarkable artist who co-founded and ran a well-respected digital studio, producing large-scale projects for universities and educational institutions. Everything was going great for Tracy when suddenly she lost everything, her business, her personal life, her identity. Tracy's story is one of resilience, learning how to reevaluate what's important and how to build a whole new life from scratch.
When the story was all unfolding and all of these things were kind of manifesting, my dad used to, he would always refer to it as a triple-decker shit sandwich. And well, I think that is applicable in some, on some levels. That also implies that it was something that was made by others and handed to me that I had to get through. And, you know, on some levels, that's true. But also that takes away from the, you know, my own journey, my own path that, you know, got me to the place where I was presented with a pretty nasty sandwich to get through.
If you could set the stage for us about kind of where things started.
I guess where things started was I started to wonder if like this was it. You know, I started to feel like I was not really growing anymore. And again, it's probably part of my nature, part of the reason why I'm an artist. And I feel always so compelled to look for like, what else is there? You know, how could this feels off. How could we make it better? How can I change? I don't ever want to feel like I'm just going through the motions. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I get those feelings, whether it's in my personal life or in my professional life or in my creative life, those bother me. Those feelings bother me. I was looking for, you know, how do I change this? I don't know, level up? How do I continue on this journey where I can feel like, okay, I'm learning new things. I'm pushing creative ideas. I'm solving different problems. versus going through the paces and just kind of like it's manifesting outwardly as everything's great, everything's fine. But I was definitely feeling unsettled by all of that. You know, I came into digital when digital was new. You had to find your own way. There were no paths to follow. I think it's human nature, especially with if you have any sort of entrepreneurial DNA, you're not happy with kind of complacency or everything status quo. And there's also a personal, you know, I think that if you want real change, you kind of have to change yourself. You know, I knew that whatever came next was going to partly involve myself, you know, realizing what internal things I wanted to kind of tackle or challenge myself with.
So Brett, what Tracy just said there, if you want real change, you have to change yourself. You know, this is going through the paces versus being challenged creatively. In my experience, this can be really difficult when you have both the ability, but also the mindset to know that I can go start whatever I want.
Yeah. There is a huge amount of self-awareness in the statement of if you want real change, you have to change yourself. And even the degree of change that Tracy said she went through, like, sure, it was kind of thrust on her, but she embraced that change and ran with it. And I think part of that was probably her recognizing I will get through this and I will be stronger at the end of the day. And I think she was really brave because of that. I also kind of think that the way Tracy talked about this, like being challenged creatively, she was starting to feel a little bit unrest. Like she was feeling that change coming anyway. I don't think the change was the catastrophic change like she expected, but it almost was the change that set her in the right direction. And it feels like now she's in an amazing place. I'm sure it was really difficult to get through, but like she did the work to get there.
I don't know that I would have made some of the changes that I ultimately made if I hadn't had to navigate some of the grenades. But I think, you know, what happened is I really had to look at my identity and who was I. If I let go of all these things and without necessarily a parachute ready to deploy, what would that mean for me? What would, you know, who would I be if I wasn't, you know, running a company? Who would I be if I wasn't, you know, in all of these constructs that defined myself? And so there was it was a real process mentally of letting go of things and focusing more on who I am as a person that's not defined by all of the external things. And I think that helped me understand, you know, where I wanted to try and direct myself going forward and helped me say like, well, if I take all of the things away, the things that I use as things that I define myself by, what do I actually like and not like? What makes me happy? What doesn't make me happy? It's like that old saying of like, you know, do what you love. I don't know that you can do what you love before you really understand, you know, what it is that you love. And I think that's the harder part. You know, it's easy to do it once you know it, but it's much harder to figure out what it truly is. So I was just holding on. I had to just start letting go and have faith that if I made the space in my life, that the new paths would emerge. So, you know, I had a great support network. I'm really fortunate to know a lot of great people near and far. I mean, the digital community was a great support from my family, especially my dad and friends. And it was traumatic, you know. I think that was the thing too, is that none of this was pleasant. Again, the picture we put in our minds of like this change and transformation, and you think it's going to show up in a box with a bow, but it oftentimes shows up in a rather challenging series of events or pathways that you have to go down. Talking about it was very helpful, but also taking breaks from talking about it. My friends, my close friends, were just seeing the toll it was taking on me to continue with that Rubik's Cube process of trying to figure it out.
It's really good to have people you can lean on and be open and real with. How important it is just as a human being to have a support system. And I recognize that not everyone has that, but I do think whether it's in your job or just in your personal life, what stuck with me was the support system that she had. And, you know, knowing she could go to her dad, she could go to friends, she could talk to people. Having conversations is a big part of getting through challenges in life, especially in leadership roles where things can get challenging and you're dealing with people, process, and problems with both or everything all around. Having somebody you can talk to kind of get some perspective and sometimes to just vent can be very, very helpful and productive.
Yeah, and I think it's an interesting point, like a very valid point of don't focus on how can you short the process, short the pain, but more of who are the people and who are the people I can lean on to help me endure so that I and think through things, respond to the challenges so that I can learn from this, synthesize and build on it. Because, I think you and I have both seen every time that you try to, whether it's hit the fast forward button or take a shortcut, inevitably you might have been able to do that, but you're going to short yourself in the long run.
I don't think I would want to let myself skip any of the steps if I could go back. As painful as they were, and as confusing and scary and sad and hard as they were the steps that started, rebuilding my sense of self, rebuilding my confidence. I think sometimes when things start to fall apart, you have this idea in your head that everything has to like be connected and tell this one uniform story. And I think for me, I had to go through all the different experiences and revelations and realizations that I had to go through to get back to myself, which I kind of lost in the process. And along the way, great things happened. I met my new business partner. It was complete serendipity. If I hadn't, been going through my own divorce and living in an apartment in Fells Point and also figuring out, how to get out of the company and how to just get free from a lot of things that were blowing, all the grenades that were blowing up, I would have never met him. He was walking in the door with his girlfriend to this apartment building. I was walking out, and she and I had worked together in the past. And so it's like, if you don't change your path, nothing new is going to come in. You're not going to see different sights. You're not going to see different things. So a lot of what I had to go through was making real change, going to different grocery stores, talking to people about different things. I wasn't always now talking about my company. I don't know how to explain it, but no, I wouldn't go back and give myself a go directly to the finish line and collect your prize. if anything, I would probably go back to myself probably a lot longer ago and say, if you're thinking it, it's true. If you're feeling it, it's real. Like believe yourself. And don't lie to yourself and don't try to convince yourself otherwise.
So this is incredibly profound. If you're thinking it, it's probably true. Mm-hmm. Believe yourself. Don't lie to yourself. What comes to mind when you hear that?
Oh boy, I mean, she's right, right? I think here's the thing. I will tell you about myself. I often will ignore something I hear, even though I know it's true. I doubt myself constantly, this, and just working with me. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I don't see that as a negative aspect about myself, but when I heard her say, if you're thinking it, it's probably true. There are no truer words. I mean, if you're feeling something, if you're seeing something, if you're hearing something, if you have evidence about a thing, you should inspect it further. It might not be fully true in the way that you're painting the picture in your head, but there's something going on, and it's something that you should stop and inspect.
Yeah, it makes me think of you know, that reaction you get to something in your gut. Mm-hmm. And I like what you said about the reality may not be the story that's bounced around in your head. You know, it may not be so bad or so epic. But if there's something that just struck you, then it's worth taking a moment, examining, and then being very real about it, you know. And that's what a profound statement, you know, especially given what Tracy has gone through.
The idea of don't lie to yourself is also really, really resonates for me, I guess, just because even at work, you know, on a project, like on a really kind of like micro level, if something doesn't feel right, or it seems like something's taking the wrong direction, like there's definitely a tendency within teams to like sweep a thing under the rug. And there's a huge chance that thing creeps back out from under the rug or pulls the rug right out from under you because you decided to ignore it and not believe your instinct. And I think there's something to just being able, or even just knowing that routinely, you should give yourself some breathing space to just think about things. Like, what is going on here? What's going on in my day? What am I doing? How am I spending my time? And how's that contributing positively to my work?
Well, even how are people responding? You know,
yes.
How are people collaborating or not collaborating with me? Like there's so many prompts, and you and I have talked time. Like we have been through mm-hmm. how many times we've been through something where it's like, let's not do this, or, you know, we need to go talk to that person. And we don't, we kind of just kind of play it down. Like it'll be fine. Everything's fine. And the next thing we know, we're in the room with flames all around us, you know, trying to drink coffee and pretend that everything's fine.
So basically you're saying don't become a meme of yourself. No, but seriously, it's recognizing patterns and behaviors sometimes and making that change and being comfortable being uncomfortable. Honestly, like if you don't believe a thing, it's probably because it makes you uncomfortable or there's like some kind of issue or risk attached to it, and you're better off just addressing it head on.
Well, and I think there's also a part, just to kind of wrap up this thought, is I think there's also a part of not wanting to believe that thing actually might be happening or that might actually be true, right? There's, you don't want to, because not just the change, but also because it also may be, to me anyway, I could think of several times where it's like, how did I let this happen? Or how did I get myself in this position? Right. Yep. And so, yeah, it's tough, but wise words from Tracy.
Agreed.
It's going to show up one day, whether you want it to or not. It's going to manifest itself one way or not. And either, you know, I always say, like, change is going to happen by you or to you. And I think that we're not real good at understanding how to start that journey on our, you know, of our own volition. And sometimes it takes, you know, it takes unfortunate circumstances sometimes, AKA grenades or shit sandwiches or whatever you want to call them, to show up. What I don't like about it is, you know, that whole idea of the title is that these were not all, you know, I wasn't like hit by a bus when I walked outside. You know, these were not things that were like completely outside of my sense of reality and where I wanted it to be and where it wasn't. I was an active participant.
So change will happen by you or to you. I want that on a t-shirt, on the motivational poster. Like I feel 100% of that statement. And I think about, you know, for me to share the last year or two, maybe even the last three, it's just like, there's been so much change that has happened to me that I didn't have control over, like zero control. And what's frustrating is I saw it coming. I knew it was inevitable, but I chose to wait instead of trying to, be proactive and to make the changes myself. How many times have you been through that?
Well, I can tell you that the past 3 years have been 3 years of proactive change for me. In my personal life, in my professional life, I feel like I've gone through a transformation. On the personal side, it took a grenade. Being totally open and honest here, I ended up in the hospital with a digestive issue that made me change my diet and increase my exercise routine. And I look like a different person. Professionally, I don't know that it took a grenade as much as a, hey, this is what you're doing. Let's reevaluate if this is really what gets you excited and what makes you want to go to work every day, especially when you're working from home all by yourself most days. Finding the things that motivate me, that get me excited, making the connections or reconnecting with people who I know will support that change or excited about that change, people like you.
The gift out of these traumatic experiences is be able to look at this and just recognize that moment is not going to define you. The failure is not going to define you. How you respond to it, and in the response, how you engage with your community, your village, your friends, the people that support you, and how you ask for help, that's what's going to define you when you come out of this.
We don't learn a lot from success. We learn a lot from failure. And by failure, all failure is something going a different way than you thought it would. Oftentimes, right? Something doesn't go the exact way you thought, and suddenly it's a big problem and it's a failure. And oh God, how did this happen? But what the challenge is, it's a gift, because without those things, you don't evolve, you don't change, you don't move anywhere. You need the shit sandwiches, and they're going to show up whether you want them to or not. It's like, as a painter, I always would say, you put your brightest bright next to your darkest dark. It's opposing things that create the biggest moments of emotion or growth or change. You don't have a lot of momentum or velocity happen without a significant kind of force at play. I think through this whole process, I've learned now to listen to that inner voice and not doubt it and not be like, oh no, you're full of shit, everything's gonna be fine. Now when I start to hear those things that I'm feeling and telling myself, my intuition, my inner dialogue, I listen a lot more carefully, because I think that it tells you, here's the thing that's gonna show up. Here is the challenge. I think that it's the story is change, not failure. And the reality that really profound change does not come easily, and it does not come in predictable packages, and it's not easy to go through. I hope it can help somebody else. Everybody else out there, anyone who's listening, there will be hard times. There may be hard times right now, hard decisions to make, scary decisions to make, big decisions to make. And that's human. That's okay. That's the human condition. It happens to everyone. You will get through it. Let's just enjoy what we've got now and not try to live in some sort of fake construct of happiness. And again, there is so much growth and so much great things to experience when you go ahead and say yes to the change. You say yes to the universe. You say yes to the fear. You let go of all of the things you've been holding on so tightly. It's okay. It's better than okay.
It's human.
But it's human, and that's the human condition.
Sprints and Milestones is produced by Audience Ops, a content creation business that helps agencies and marketers publish meaningful content.